Hello, online community. Welcome back to the channel. Today, we're talking about how you can build an epic strategy for your brand management on a budget. So stay tuned and let's dive right into it. What's up, guys? Michael with AdIQ here, bringing you the best insights and perspectives on the online branding and marketing industries. On this channel, we are building a community of small business professionals through out-of-the-box marketing strategies, analytically driven data advice, and points of view and perspectives from industry professionals all over North America. So be sure to subscribe and hit the bell icon right next to it so you don't miss any of our upcoming weekly videos. Today, we're talking all about how you can build an epic strategy for your brand management process all on an affordable budget. You have to create a buyer persona or a potential client profile. If you really want to create any sort of brand, the first thing you have to do is detail out the niche and audience that it is you're trying to connect to. Creating a semi-fictional persona that represents your core audience allows you to process through the perspective of how your target community will react to what it is you're putting out there. Put together a mood board so that you and your company can understand the look and feel that you're trying to put together for your brand. A mood board is a collection of images you put forward to represent your brand, and document the creative choices you want to follow before even starting the creative process. Your mood board allows you to document your color palette, fonts, imagery that represents your brand, quotes, textures, and anything else that will help you to represent what it is you want your brand to stand for, helping you stay consistent and stay on track to growing your brand to where you want to see it. You want to make sure that you design your logo to absolutely represent your brand, and options like Fiverr and Upwork to find affordable freelancers who could do it for you. It's up to you to take the steps to get it done. You want to make sure that your website emulates your brand's voice. Use your mood board and buyer persona profile to restructure your website and ensure that you're hitting the audience at the core niche of what it is you're trying to achieve. You have to determine if it'll be formal or informal, brand or sales-based, dark or light color palettes, all to make sure that your voice is not only heard, but received. You absolutely have to optimize your social media platforms. If we've said it once, we'll say it 1,000 more times. Building out your social media presence is absolutely optimal to long-term growth and connection with an audience that you really want to make an impact to. Use your mood board to keep consistent with the theme of your brand, no matter what medium or platform you're on. Utilize the free marketing tools that are already available to you. There are plenty of marketing options available for you that cost nothing more than your time and energy. You can collaborate with other brands, host a webinar to share your knowledge and demonstrate your community impact. No matter what you do, the marker of success is the effort you put behind the passion. It takes a lot to run a small to medium-sized business and then to turn around and basically start completely over from scratch online. At AdIQ, we completely understand that. That's why our services provide a simple one-stop shop solution at affordable rates that allow your business to succeed. However, you can also join us back here each and every week where we will cover a different industry-related topic and dive deep into the importance and strategies surrounding the pillars of online branding and ranking optimization. I would love to hear from you down in the comment section. What would you consider the most out-of-reach part of managing your brand? Head down and let me know in the comment section below where we can connect and start up the conversation. Thank you so much for checking out this video. Please be sure to hit the subscribe button if you haven't yet. And if you'd like to check out some of our most recommended videos, you can do that by clicking or tapping on the screen right here. And if you'd like to check out some of our most recent videos, you can also do that by clicking or tapping on the screen right there. Until next week, AdIQ is bringing you the best insights and perspectives on the online branding and marketing industries. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week.